An important additional event was required to do this. The Galapagos hotspot, identified as G on the map, erupted and produced an enormous amount of basaltic rock on top of the existing ocean crust, which was made up of basalt as well. The hotspot for the Galapagos Islands introduced a large volume of volcanic rock to the seafloor and doubled its thickness. This hotspot formed a huge submarine plateau, or large igneous province, LIPS. This unusually thick oceanic crust could not be easily consumed and carried down into the trench, thus breaking off sections of the long north-to-south subduction zone. As a result, two parallel transform faults extended northeast of the Greater Antilles, GA. These faults were going to define the northwestern and southeastern margins of the new Caribbean plate. Also, because this thickened section of ocean crust could not be transported or subducted beneath the Proto-Caribbean crust on the other side of the Greater Antilles volcanic islands, subduction ceased, with the subducted slab being transported into the Earth's mantle, dipping toward the northeast.